Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Jamie at INS Law.
Thanks. Please stay on the line. I'm sorry, this person is not available. If you would like to leave an additional message, please reply after.
Hello.
Hi, is that Paul?
Speaking, yes.
Hi, Paul, it's Jamie at INS Law. I gave you a call earlier and you asked me if you could call at 4 p.m.
Jamie, I'm literally just putting fuel in my car. Can you give me 2 minutes?
Right, yeah. Do you want me to call you back?
No, just a minute if you just wait there. I'll be 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'll wait. Don't worry. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello? Are you back, Paul?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about that, mate.
Don't worry at all. So I'm going to go through a lot of information with you now. So as I said, I'm from INS Law. I was giving you a call in relation to your inquiry with the Scottish Redress Scheme application. I just need some initial details for data protection in the first instance. So we've got your name down as Paul Haggerty. I gather your salutation, or your title, should I say, is Mr.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever had any previous names? So have you changed your name by default marriage? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. What's your date of birth, Paul?
That is 7/9/1971.
7th of September 1971. Yep. Great. What's your current address?
It is 148 Templeland Road, and that's all the one word Templeland.
It's 148 Temple. Was that Templeland?
Templeland, mate, yeah.
Road. And whereabouts that?
That's in Pollock, Glasgow.
Glasgow, right, okay. One moment. Yeah, and the postcode G535LZ?
That's the one, mate, yeah.
Perfect. I just like to clarify that. It's really hard to get some of the Scottish addresses down, correct? Right, okay. So, your address prior to entering the care setting, can you recall that?
Yep, I can.
And what is that, sorry?
It was 67 Brighton Street.
And was that in Glasgow as well?
That was in Glasgow as well, yeah.
Right, yeah, I've got 67 Brighton Street, Moor Park, Glasgow, G512. Does that sound about right?
Yep.
Perfect. And can you recall your parents' names?
Yeah, it's Patricia Haggerty.
Patricia Haggerty, yes. And your father?
And Hugh Haggerty.
Hugh Haggerty.
Yeah.
Right, okay. The number I'm speaking to you on now, that's the best up-to-date number for you, yes?
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and your email address we've got down is paulh180@hotmail.co.uk.
Yep.
And in terms of us contacting you moving forward, are you happy to be contacted via email, text message, SMS?
Email or text message, mate.
Email or text. Right, okay. On the occasion, we might have to give you a call, but if you want, we can always let you know in advance prior to any calls being made. Is that okay?
Absolutely fine.
Perfect. Perfect. Right, so I do need to ask at the outset of these calls, I appreciate that we are going to be discussing experiences connected to your application and it can be difficult and upsetting. So during the call, take your time. If you need a break, let me know. If you need anything explained further, any support, or you want to continue at another time, again,
yep,
just let me know, okay? And at this stage, do you want to make me aware of any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities you may have?
No.
Okay. Perfect. So the purpose of this call today is for me to explain to you what the Scottish Redress Scheme is, what your options are, how INS Law operates as a law firm, the funding and how these applications are funded, and just to gather all the initial information I need to assess whether you're eligible to the scheme. Is that okay? Do you understand?
Yeah. Absolutely, mate.
Great. Okay, so I need to read a bit of a script to you now. I'll try not to bore you too much, Paul, okay? But the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. You are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor, instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, and they're paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So under that government scheme, participating solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus VAT directly from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of whether you are successful or not. Here at INS Law, we do not operate under that statutory scheme, and we will not claim those fees from the government fund. Okay, if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, which is often referred to as a no-win, no-fee, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage, can you just confirm you haven't instructed any other solicitors to act for you in relation to your application?
Yep, not using the first one.
Right, okay, that's fine. So, in relation to the funding arrangement on how we are funded, so our agreement operates, as I said, on a no-win, no-fee basis. This means if your application is unsuccessful, you will pay nothing. If you withdraw your application upon our advice, you will pay nothing. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees would consist of basic charges based on the time spent and the success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, they're capped at no more than 16% plus VAT of your redress payment, and you will never pay more than that agreed cap. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I do have to make you aware as well that there is no guarantee of success with these applications. The Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I will explain to you in greater detail during this call. So if you choose to instruct us, we can assist with assessing your eligibility to the scheme, gathering and reviewing all evidence we need to support your application, preparing and submitting the application, corresponding with the scheme on your behalf. If the scheme, or when should I say, if the scheme make an offer, and we can advise on any offer made. We'll also explain the statutory waiver if an award is offered, and I'll explain that in further detail in a moment. And we will also provide assistance and work all in the background with any reconsideration or review process within the scheme. So that means, for example, if the scheme make an award which we deem too low, we will then do all the work involved with asking the scheme to reconsider their award. Does that make sense? Hello? Hello, Paul? Hello, can you hear me, Paul?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You broke up for a wee bit there.
Sorry, yeah, I think one of the signal on one of our ends went. So I'm going to explain the statutory waiver now. So if Redress make an offer of an award, we will fully explain the statutory waiver to you and provide advice upon that before you decide whether to accept. And that's extremely important because when you accept an award, it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to application matters. You'd never be expected to accept an offer without fully understanding the consequences of the statutory waiver. Does that make sense? And then the right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement, so you can cancel within that period for any reason whatsoever without charge. If you choose as well, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So if you choose to instruct us, are you happy for the work to begin immediately whilst your cancellation rights remain?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So also as part of our identity verification, we're able to formally act for you, we will require proof of identity. So we'll need a copy of photographic ID and proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. And that's just to comply, as I said, with our identity verification and our anti-money laundering regulation checks, okay? So following this conversation, I'll send you an email which has all the requisite information as to what we need in order to satisfy those checks. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, James. Yeah.
Right, okay. So now I just need to take some further information. This is for the actual application to the scheme. So I've got your address, that's fine. I've got your opt-ins, that's fine. Are you currently suffering from any terminal illnesses, Paul?
No.
Right, okay. And under the scheme have something called a nominated beneficiary. So if anything bad were to happen to you during the process of the application, you can nominate someone to essentially step into your shoes and receive the award on your behalf if you're no longer here. Do you want to nominate anyone at this stage?
Yes.
What's their name?
Sorry,
did you say yes, you wanted to nominate someone?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's their name?
It's Don Haggerty.
Don, D-O-N?
D-A-W-N.
Oh, Dawn, sorry, I do apologise.
Yeah, that's fine,
Do you know Dawn's date of birth?
It is 16/9/80.
16th of the 9th, 1980.
Yeah, it's the one, mate,
yeah. Do you know Dawn's telephone number?
Give me 2 seconds, I'll get you.
Yeah, not to worry, if you can't get it right now, it's fine.
Right, it is 07.
Yes.
902.
Yes.
517.
Yep.
911. Sorry, 511, that is James.
511.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Dawn's address, is that the same as yours or a different address?
No, same one, mate.
Perfect. Let me just pop that in now. Right. Great. Okay, so at this stage, what I need to do is I need to take some information in relation to the care setting. So the care setting you were in, can you recall the name of the care setting?
Yeah. See, before I go on, James, so from what I've read, the care setting include prison as well?
Yeah, was it like a young offenders institute? So was it when you were below the age of 18? Hello, sorry, I think I lost you again there, Paul, sorry. Was it when you were below the age of 18?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And what was the name of that care setting?
So the first care setting I was put into was a place called Rossi Farm.
How are you spelling that?
I'm not exactly sure, mate.
Rossi, R-O-S, Rossi is in R-O-S-S-Y.
Yes, R-O-S-S-I-E.
I-E. And then did you say farm or farm?
Farm, F-A-R-M.
And let me have a look if we can find that.
That was,
Was it a secure unit? Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect. And you can remember when you were in there?
I'm not exactly sure what month it was, but it was 1987.
Right, that's fine. One moment. Let me send to that. Yeah, I've got that, 1987. So that was the first one. You said there was multiple?
No, so there was that one.
Yes.
I was in there for, I was like 15 and got remanded from Glasgow Sheriff Court. They sent me to Rossi Farm.
Yep.
For a week and then sent me to an adult prison.
Right, but you were in Rossby Farm Secure Unit in 1987, yes?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's absolutely fine. So, let me just go on. Have you ever applied to the advance payment scheme?
No.
Okay, that's fine. And you were never known by a different name, by the one you use now, were you?
No.
Right, okay, that's absolutely fine. Have you ever received a relevant payment from the Criminal Injuries Compensation Authority?
No.
And do you have a criminal conviction for a conviction of rape or murder, or have you received a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more for a violent or sexual offence?
No.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Thank you very much. Right, so what I need from this stage is I need to take quite a short but succinct statement about your time in Rossi Farm and the abuse you suffered. So just in your own words, just tell me what it was like for you, what was the type of abuse, and abuse obviously has many different versions. There's emotional, psychological, physical, there's humiliation and just general neglect, and there's also sexual. So in your own words, you want to just tell me about your experience of Rossi Farm?
So from the first moment I had went in, I got abuse from staff. They stripped me naked.
That humiliating when they stripped you naked?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Carry on.
Said that it was procedure that they had to strip search me to look for drugs and weapons. They had me standing. For a couple of hours naked, and also got me to bend over, and I don't know what it was, but put something in my ear.
Right. When you say something, obviously I know this is hard to obviously believe, but was it an extremity of a person, such as a finger, or was it a physical object?
I think it was a finger.
Right, okay. Yeah, go on, carry on.
I was made to stand there for a couple of hours, and then after that, I was locked in the room. Locked in a room with nothing in the room. A big window on the door. Door was locked, and I was made to stand there for about 4 or 5 hours naked. Well, they stood at the door, looking in the window, different staff members and stuff.
Right. So when you say there was nothing in the room, there was nowhere for you to sit? There was in a toilet? Nothing?
No, nothing. Just a bare room with the door, and the door had like a square kind of window on it.
And you were there for 4 to 5 hours naked with people constantly coming up and looking at you?
Yeah.
Right.
Laughing, pointing and stuff, and it was humiliating.
Right, okay. Yeah, carry on.
From there, I get moved to a room. And while I was in the room, staff would bring other residents to the window as well. And I couldn't hear what they were talking about, but from the very next day, I started getting physical beatings from other residents.
From other people in there, not the officers?
From other people in there.
Right, okay. And was there any intervention from the officers? Did they see it happen?
One of the boys says, this is what happens when you piss the officers off. As if the officers were getting them a dare.
Right, okay. I'm just taking notes, one moment.
No, no worries.
Right, okay, carry on.
And in between that as well, when I was in my room at night, staff would come in and give me beatings as well.
Right, so they come into your room at night and physically assault you?
Yep.
Right, and the physical assault, was it, were they punching you, slapping you, kicking you? Have you got any, can you recall any details?
Slapping, pulling my hair, punching, hitting me with books, thick books.
Right, okay. Can you recall anything else?
The last thing that I kind of remember was my door opening, and the door was unlocked with a set of keys. Then two older, bigger residents come in and said they were going to rape me. And the door was locked again.
What you're trying to say is one of the officers unlocked the door, the residents come in, they said they were going to rape you. And then when you said the door was locked again, was it locked while the residents were still in the room with you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then what happened from that point?
And basically, I was fighting for my life, and I just took an almighty beating, so much so that, I had two black eyes, I think my ribs were broken, and couldn't move out of my bed for a couple of days. And I've never seen any medical staff, nothing like that.
Right.
I don't even remember the boys leaving the room.
So, do you think you lost consciousness?
Uh-huh.
And, obviously, I know this is quite hard, but did they actually sexually assault you? Because they said they were going to.
Yes.
Right, okay. I won't press on that at this stage. That's absolutely fine with the information you've given me. Right, okay. Right, so is there any other information you want to add? As I said, this is quite a short statement for the purposes of the initial application. Later down the line, once we've got all the evidence in, we will draft a much more detailed statement with you for your final submission to the scheme.
No, I think that's pretty much the extent of it just now.
Right. Okay, that's absolutely fine. Well, based on what you've told me, it does sound like you would be eligible. It looks like you've got a relevant care setting. You certainly suffered abuse whilst you were in that care setting as well. So bear with me one moment. So I need to now advise you as to the types of payments within the scheme. So there's a fixed payment of £10,000. So that's fixed regardless of the severity of abuse you've suffered. And then there's also the individually assessed payment. That goes up to £100,000, and that's decided by a closed panel, and they award you an appropriate award based on the level of abuse you've suffered. So based on the previous awards made by the scheme and the severity of the abuse you've just told me about, it'd be my recommendation that we pursue the individually assessed payment, because I believe that what you've went through would certainly be a much higher award than the fixed payment of £10,000. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine.
Right, okay. I'm just going to let you know as well, your likelihood you will not be required to attend any meeting with the scheme in person. It's all going to be the evidence we obtain on your behalf and the witness statement we draft on your behalf, which is going to be the key pieces of evidence for the panel to make their decision on. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right, so based on the information you've provided, the next step for me is to send you our client care letter, our conditional fee agreement, and our letter of authority for you to sign. This is all sent via a e-signature software, so it'll come to you via text and an email. You click on the link, read the documents, ensure you're in agreement with them, and then you can electronically sign it and click done or accept, and it'll come straight back to us, okay? I'm also going to send you a email with all the requisite information we need for the proof of address and proof of identity documents. You can send that to us either in response to the email or via our WhatsApp number. Is that okay?
Right, okay. No, that's fine, mate.
Great. Have you got any more questions for me at this stage, Paul?
Not at this stage, mate, no.
Right, okay. That's absolutely fine.
Back to my first question, does that, the I know you say that in care and securities and stuff, but does it go for prison?
Yeah, so the Rossi Farm Secure Unit, to my knowledge, should be a relevant care setting. You were under the age of 18. It was obviously when you're there, you are under the duty of care of the local authorities or the government, shall we say. So certainly at this stage, my recommendations would be we'll go ahead with the application, we'll submit the application. If the scheme come back and say this is not a relevant care setting, then obviously if we disagree, we can obviously put an argument to them as to why it is. If we don't get anywhere with that argument and ultimately it's not accepted under the scheme, then we would just close your file. You would not be charged for anything at all.
Right.
Is that okay?
No, but aye.
Yeah. Perfect. So what I'm going to do from
this... what I just told you.
What was that?
So, see that what I've just told you about happened in Rossi Farm?
Yes.
That's nothing to what happened when I just turned 16 and was put into prison.
In prison?
Yeah.
So when you were in prison, how old were you?
I just turned 16.
Right. And what was that prison you were in?
Mount Lenny.
Where was Berlini. That place?
That's Berlini in Glasgow.
How are you spelling that, do you know?
B-A-R-L-I-N-N-I-E.
Yeah, I've got that here, Glasgow. Okay.
It's an adult prison.
Right, but you were only... How come you were put in there when you were 16, if it's an adult prison, if just for curiosity?
Because they said there was nowhere else for me to go. I was supposed to be in there for one night, and I was in there for 3 months.
Right, okay, let me see. Right, yep, yeah, I've got that here. And what years were you in Berlini? Was that in 1987 as well?
1987, yep. They took me from Rossi Farm and put me into Berlini.
Right, okay. And what happened in Berlini? You said it was much worse, because well, obviously we'll include this as well, given the age you were at the time.
So, beatings from prison staff, sexual assaults from prison staff and inmates, locked up 23 and a half hours a day, 7 days a week, made to pee in a bowl, basically. And that was constant. They put me in a cell with somebody that was an adult that was in for murder. And it just wasn't nice at all. The beatings, sexual assaults continued for about 3 months.
Right, okay.
And that was from prison staff and inmates and... tried to report it to prison staff, who basically told me to fuck off.
Right, okay. So, tell me, do you believe the obviously abuse you've suffered in Rossley Farm and in Barlinnie, do you think it's had a long-lasting impact upon you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and in what way?
So, it's affected my full life, it's affected my self-esteem, it's affected relationships that I have with people. To isolate because I don't trust people. It's affected my full life.
Right, I completely understand. And can you recall any of the names of the officers or the residents who assaulted you in Barlinnie?
No,
can't recall names. That's absolutely fine.
I know one, the person that was in for murder, his nickname was Cop, C-O-P, and he was from Springburn. Now, I'm pretty sure, see, if I was to, like, Google it, then I would probably get it.
Yeah, not to worry. I wouldn't want to, obviously, go into too much detail. As I said, these statements at the outset, it's just to capture the base information because we're going to go into this in a lot more detail later on in the process when we've got the evidence and we're drafting your witness statements. So I think that should be enough for now. Okay, so other than that, have you got any questions for me at all?
Nothing at all, James, no.
Right, okay. So, as I said, I'll send everything to you. You're under no pressure or obligation to proceed, okay? If you've got any queries when you receive all the documents or you want to speak about anything further, just drop me an email back or give me a call. I'm happy to go through it all with you, okay?
All right, mate. Appreciate that.
Great, Paul. Thank you very much for your time today, and I'll speak to you soon.
Andrew, James, thank you.
Take care. Bye now.
Yeah, bye-bye.